There is a beautiful, beautiful story with Rapam. There was once a man who was ill inside of the hospital, and he was from the area where Rapam lived, and he mamash needed chizuk. And I don't know what illness he had, if he had cancer, chas v'shalom, or something else. And he came and he told one of his friends that what would be mechazik him so much, what would change him so much, would be if Rapam, the Gadol Ador, would come to visit him. Now, I think that would mechazik any of us if a gadol would come to visit us. However, besides the general challenge of getting a gadol, who's also a Rosh Hashiva, who's also a Pesach, to come use his time, his efforts for you, for one person, besides that, to travel somewhere, to see you, there's another level of challenge. Rav Pam was a kohen. And unless there's strong reasoning like pikuach nefesh, maybe other reasons, why a kohen would have to go to a hospital. A hospital has dead people in it. A kohen can't be there. So this man who felt that the only thing which he would get a real chizik from was Rav Pam, seemingly, it wasn't relevant. Rav Pam couldn't come. So the man obviously knew this. It was very, very hard for him. He was distraught. The person he was speaking to thought about it. And he said, Rapam is a gadol. He's a big man. I'm just going to call him. And he is going to make a decision for himself. So the man is sitting there the next day. And someone comes to his room and says, do you hear that? He says, what is it? He says, you hear that noise? He says, go to your window. The man opens his window in the hospital room. Six floors down is Rav Pam. He may have been 70 or 80 at the time. Screaming, hi! The man is jarred. He could barely stand on his feet as it is with his illness. So now Rav Pam is screaming up. He says, it's so good to see you. How are you feeling? And the man screams back, thank you, thank you. Rav Pam says, Refuah Shalema, screaming six flights up. Do we understand what this is? This is somebody who looks at an opportunity to help somebody, to connect, to grow, and jumps on it. Rav Pam could have had all the reasons in the world to go and say, No, I can't do it. I have a million responsibilities. You want me to drive to hospital? Now, you want me to stand outside? Now, that was Rav Pam's idea. How am I going to give him chizuk? How am I going to do that? I can't go. I can't see him. I can't speak to him. But what I could do is something. I can scream from the bottom floor of the six floors down to his window, and that's going to give him a chizuk. This is somebody who is not living in our world. This is someone who is living nishamadik. What's the klal gadol of the Torah? It says, v'ahavta l'reicha kamecha. Rabbi Kiva in the Medrash explains to us, the klal gadol of the Torah is loving your brother like yourself. Now, how is that the klal gadol of the Torah? And if you look further on in that Medrash, it says, Ben Azai explains, Zeh Sefer Toldos Adam, which is in Bereishis. It's talking about the neshama. It tells us Adam is the neshama. How do they shim together? It explains the Mara that the yisoid of the haftarich ha-meicha is being aligned with your neshama. If I live in a way where I perceive this world as just a mask, as just a covering, as a facade, then when I look at every single Jew, I see a neshama.